than just car insurance.
Sing our way into your hearts today and minds. Why? Because that's our job. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, that's me. It's not the Jennifer Horn program, but I like it when she's here. It could be the Jennifer Horn Good Day program. One thing we'll conspire against, Jennifer, it'll never be the Rich McFadden Good Day program. Never, never, never. So a lot of people are spending a lot of time yakking on the radio about the president's speech on Libya and the future of Libya. The only observation I have that makes any difference, at least to me, maybe a few other people might think this as well, there are, I listened to some of it and the reference to slaughtering, et cetera, et cetera. And as he said that, I was thinking, okay, let's talk about Syria, where there is really a problem, a lot of pressure, regime change. Then Bahrain. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah. Bahrain.
Right, where all the protesters have been banned, and yet they're still out there all over the place. We know what happened in Egypt. A lot of people are still protesting for various reasons because they don't quite understand the new government. Jordan, they got a lot of protesting going on there. Yemen, a lot of people are protesting. And then you look at the numbers of servicemen who died in the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, and a lot of people with understanding. I don't at all fault people who say, you know what, this could be another problem. It's like Iraq. Told one thing, and something else happens.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who want to get rid of Obama, who have, since before he became president, they have the problem of finding somebody, not that he's good because he's not, but where do you see somebody who's better? And that'll be the challenge over the next couple of years. Meanwhile, what the news media is not reporting, Michael, have you got the Chinese song handy by there, or Richie, whoever is sitting in that seat? If we had China, the Chinese focus on these protests.
It's been a while since I've heard this. Like Chinese.
Okay, so there are protests growing in China. A lot of people are not following it because we don't want to see. I believe our news media doesn't think it's in their best interest nor in our best interest for there to be complete coverage of what really is going on in China. And, okay, Eric, you can take a rest. The urban sprawl.
It's his birthday today.
Happy birthday. Very nice to have him. But we'll hear from him again probably then.
Yes.
So there are a lot of people upset in China. The folks who live in the cities where the urban sprawl is taking place, it's really mowing through China. And then the folks who live outside, you know how big, how vast China is. You look at the various provinces and you think to yourself, how did Mao Zedong ever really get through all of these areas and create this communist revolution? It was 1948, the revolution of 1948. And now we have this economic boom taking place in the big cities in China, certainly in the industrial and metropolitan areas, whether it's Shanghai, whether it's Beijing, whether it's even down around Hong Kong, that the swath that starts. You could sort of look at China as if it were the United States. Northeast China is like Maine, and you come down the coast and you see all of the cities, the industrial areas, and you go down into what the equivalent is of Florida, and then around into the areas that would be our Gulf Coast, and it's the China Sea, but it's basically what we have is a lot of action on our coastal plain, and they have a lot of coastal plain action as well. But in the interior where all the farmers are, and where much of the stable population, 65%, remember, of the population of China is not in its cities. It's in the inland areas, and the government has very little control over. They have no real investment. They don't have any. There's nothing the government does that has much impact on what's going on in these small little villages. And so quietly, the villagers are creating these little the little pockets of resistance, and they're getting bigger, and they're getting bigger, and they're getting bigger. The Hebel province, a good place, pretty much a farming community. The people in this this part of China hate the government. I don't like that word. Don't use it much. Mm-hmm. Just despise the government. Despise everything. So the and they say the government has been true to Mao. Most of them are communists. Most of them are system followers. But they are not happy about their own economic reality because the government has come in. If they have failed to do what the government wants it to do, wants it, they refer to the civilians as their almost their chattel. They want it, that is the farmers, to pay more money because the Chinese government thinks that their land is worth more. And these people are living a subsistence existence. Does that make sense? Subsistence.
I like it that it rhymes.
It's a bear, yeah, barely able to live. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of like the old feudal days. Remember Sheriff of Nottingham, the scenes from Robin Hood where he's taking away the money
from the
people
rich.
Who just barely don't have any, they have nothing, and they're giving it to make the king and his group that much richer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what the peasants feel in China is going on. They're being taxed. Their food's being taken away from them. It's all communal stuff. And these towns are 6,000, 5,000, 2,000, 600, whatever it is. And the government now is trying to buy up some of the land that still belongs to the individual. Because, again, these way out in the woodies and the hinterlands, the government has never really controlled. They've controlled Shanghai and they've, you know, gone into Beijing and stuff. When you get west out into the areas near Mongolia where way out west, India is the border, Russia's the border, Mongolia is the border. I'm telling you, there is so much revolution. There's so many angry people out there. The reforms haven't come. Their land's being taken away from them because they're not paying their fair share, so says the government. And so, okay, we're tired of it. We're not going to take it anymore. And again, this is because troubles are being highlighted by the new technology. Even though many of the people out in these areas, they don't have cell towers, they don't have cell phones, they have no communication really with the outside world, other than when somebody comes to take their money as taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't the same kind of feeling as the revolution that's going on elsewhere in the Middle East, but there still is, those of you who think there's going to be a Chinese revolution, I have believed that for a long time.
Right.
And it's just a question of time. And you see these little things. How many people are following that stuff? How many people know actually what's going on there is a question. 800-510-8255, do you care? Are you interested? Here's another item, or let me pause for a moment here, and I'm going to bring you back to China and spend some time talking about one of the reasons things in one of our industries that I'm close to are changing. You'll find out what is changing and how it's changing in a matter of moments. Plus, later on in the hour, we have a 2020 quickie quiz that I think you'll find fascinating. You have to have a good imagination, however, to function.
Do we have to have a pen and paper?
No, you just have to. Well, I might have some coin. Some coin. Find
coin.
Some coin.
Okay.
Meanwhile, those of you who are waking up this morning looking in your. I was looking in my eyes this morning. I have these circles because when I come out here for 3 or 4 months, I don't get as much sleep. I have these dark. Did you notice yesterday when you saw me, I have these dark circles?
I noticed that you told me that I had dark circles.
Yes, you did have. But I thought you'd be the perfect candidate for Lumitone.
Uh-huh. You should try Lumitone.
I did
terrible.
Say that, right? Jennifer jumped out of the car and said, hey, put some Lumitone on those eyes. New Vitality's Lumitone, an anti-aging eye cream that people are responding to extraordinarily well. From the same people that brought you both Night Skin, which Jennifer has used, mm-hmm. and Tautinol, which I have used. Protect your skin during the day from the ravages of the wind and the rain. Get Tautinol. Same company, same number. You can use Night Skin at night, protect and re-moisturize your skin that way. And Lumitone has a breakthrough here. In the next 6 weeks, once you start using Lumitone, you will see that the dark circles fade. The heavy bags under your eyes go away. You'll look younger. You'll feel better. You'll look refreshed. It's that easy. Call 800-894-3302. That easy, that easy, that easy. It is 800-894-3302. Ask about all the products. Get your free jar of Lumitone. Get a free bottle of Night Skin. And you can also work the deal with the Tylenol as well. 800-894-3302. Make yourself look better. You'll feel better when you look better. It's called Lumitone. 800-894-3302.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to DiscountDoubleCheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
The home is a place of belonging, comfort, and security. But for many of today's older Americans, home is where most accidents happen, like the bathroom. Now, I feel secure when I open the door, walk in, and sit down in the comfort and serenity of my very own therapeutic walk-in tub by Freedom Tubs. Their latest therapeutic walk-in safety tub offers 6 water jets, 21 air jets, an antibacterial purge system, built-in seat and safety grab bar. There's a whisper-quiet motor, and with Freedom Tubs' patented quick-drain system, the water drains from your tub in about 1 minute. Available in white or bisque. Freedom Tubs, with a Z, offers a choice of tub sizes. Call 855-72-FREEDOM now to save up to $1,000 on your Freedom Tub. But you must call or visit Freedom Tubs. That's freedomtubz.com. 855-72-FREEDOM or freedomtubz.com. Again, 855-72-FREEDOM or freedomtubz.com.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can't.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Kellogg's cereal for $1.87 and Pepsi 2 liter for 88 cents when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties plus deposit where required while supplies last. See store for details.
Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen here. Michael's taking your calls at 800-510-8255. What you will not hear on any other radio program today is a story about what the Chinese are doing in the United States. We know they're buying up a lot of our real estate paper. But how many of you knew they were buying our dairy products? The Chinese government's leaders have seen what political unrest has caused in North Africa and the Middle East. Mm-hmm. And it is because the people there don't have jobs and they don't have food. The Chinese are parting with a bit of their their hard-earned, maybe not, their cash reserves. They're buying up food on the global marketplace, and from America, they are buying the protein that the dairy products present, protein powders, which is forcing up. You will pay more money for milk starting almost immediately and for other supplies at the grocery store because the Chinese are buying a lot to distribute it to people who are unemployed so they don't have the downfall or the problems that they have in the Middle East. What do you think of that? 21 after on Good Day.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
Alex has told you about the terrible perfect storm of rising food prices. The Japanese tragedy proves how important food is. Our own gas prices are driving food costs through the roof. The huge population countries are buying up American unprotected exports of food. The falling dollar is inflating food prices. Ethanol subsidies are driving fuel and food costs to all-time highs. We are experiencing the greatest explosion of food shortages and food prices America has ever seen. Folks, you have to freeze the cost and availability of your food now. Through March 31st, eFoods Direct has free shipping on all orders. You can freeze the cost and availability of your food and have it shipped free. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Free shipping ends March 31st. 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hello.
Hello.
Ding 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 ding
ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding.
Oh, come
imposter.
On.
Heavenly Again. Days, McGee, 24 after Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, focus on China. I'm not kidding about this. I'm not making this up. You're going to see more expensive produce, pretty much more expensive everything. The things that American farmers are growing is being, you know, we bought milk from China because they didn't want to drink it, and we're dumb enough to have bought it. Now they realize their problem is, not only do they have lousy food, they don't have enough of it. Mm-hmm. So they're going all over the place. They do not want to have the same problems in China. That's what I was talking about a few minutes ago, if you're just joining us. Protests in the hinterlands. They have not had protests. Well, they've had some, because some of the cities in China have 40% unemployment. And the fact that there are so many more men than women causes great frustration. They're having problems with homosexuality from their point of view. I don't know what, I mean, it's just the whole kit and caboodle. So they don't want to have the problems. They're buying up proteins, and proteins
are scarce.
So they're
actually buying, like, the essence.
Yeah. They're buying, right,
okay.
Dairy products and other things that will supplement what they have themselves.
Huh.
So it's really a pretty amazing thing to realize. I think that there's enough to go around now, but there will not be if all of the world's population keeps growing the way that it has.
Right.
It just won't be there. A lot of protesting. Speaking of protests, a local man in Kittery, Maine, chose in a rather unique way to poo-poo recent decisions by the town fathers there. Back to America and our focus on America. This story at DougSteffen.com today. Pretty unique story. This is a story of Dennis Linscott, who is a plumbing contractor, lives in Kittery, Maine, has lined the roadside of his properties with 17 toilets of various designs and colors in order to voice his disdain for the closing of a school and the addition to a nearby middle school. In other words, the town decided they wanted to put on more rooms onto one school and close another school, and nobody in town figures that it makes any sense, but nobody was really saying anything. Nobody had a statement. So this guy decided to make a statement. He claims the planning for the addition did little to fix the problems that the school system has up there. And plus the fact they took some of his land, apparently, for the project, you know, like that, road widening, parking for the teachers affects the value of his home because they don't have a parking lot, yada, 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 yada. So the toilets are surrounding his property like a ring around the bowl itself. He wants his neighbors to know that he isn't really, this is unfortunately something that's an eyesore in the neighborhood. It's not aimed at the neighbors. It's aimed at the community, the town fathers who have made these decisions. And this was the only way. He had apparently a lot of empty toilets around. So there it is. More protests. 17 toilets around the edge of his property. What do you think of that?
I like it.
Old American way, right? 800-510-8255. Okay, time for our quickie quiz. I've asked you to find some coins. A quarter, a dime, a nickel, and a penny. I would like you to look at those four coins and tell me there are three coins that pretty much do the same thing. One does not. What is it the one coin does not of those four? 800-510-8255. Three coins have something in common. The fourth coin does not. It differentiates, or it differs. I don't differentiate, but it differs.
And it's not like the easy one with pennies, right?
800. I'm not giving you any hints.
Okay.
800-510-8255. Figure it out for a swell prize on Good Day. It's 28 past the hour.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on. Through March 31st, it's our Michelin Madness event. Save on all Michelin tires. Plus, save an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. And save $40 on a spring maintenance package. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know your gear can make the difference between a good day and a really bad day. It's time to prepare, and quality gear from emgear.net is the critical factor for surviving in the toughest conditions. You'll find only the best gear from quality manufacturers at emgear.net, like Maxpedition hard-use gear, Everly Stock backpacks, Snug Pack sleeping bags, Essie knives, Ultimate Survival fire starters, waterproof bags, Adventure medical kits, Surefire flashlights, and tactical gear from SoTech, Spec Ops, Tactical Tailor, and more. Our staff knows the gear inside and out and will answer all your questions. EMGear.net always treats you with first-class customer service, affordable pricing, and a low $5.95 flat rate domestic shipping fee, no matter the size of your order. And EMGear.net stocks what we sell in our warehouse and never drop ships any orders. Call 678-455-5850. That's 678-455-5850. Or see our complete line at EMGear.net. For tactical, survival, and everyday carry, choose EMGear.net. Tough, rugged, reliable.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
This is going to be a good day. I have been talking with Jennifer about protests and you, protests around the country, around the world, China, Middle East, Africa, et cetera, et cetera. I decided today's protest in America could be having a bowl of banana cream ice cream for breakfast.
That's the way. Yummy.
Want to protest the usual breakfasts? You want to suck it to your mom
and
dad.
It's fruit and dairy. That's good
banana
for you.
Banana cream ice cream. Yum. There's no real barrier to you doing this. You know that, right? There's nobody who's in your way. You can talk your way in or out. If you're like my son, Brendan, who could talk his way in and out of most anything. Yesterday he was sick. He was supposed to be on a shoot. And he's got whatever the creeping crud is that's out here. And so his mother and I went shopping for him.
Oh,
and we
bought
him
all kinds of things and brought it over to the... And he's there looking like a little boy. Oh... wrapped up in his blankie. And
did he have Kleenex shoved up his nose?
He had a lot of Kleenex all over the place. I didn't even want to...
Is it like the flu or what?
The air. Some kind of... There is really something out here. I don't know what it is, but it's going around. And I say to them all, if you have the Doug Steffen routine, the regimen about immune system enhancement with all the things that I take, you'll never be sick. So Brendan then starts bearing down on me. Well, you've never been sick, Dad? Brendan, you know what I'm saying. So, anyway.
Tell him to get on Sustanex. I haven't been sick at all.
Sustanex, that's it. All right, so to overcome whatever problems you have, deal with your doubts. Again, you can say, I would like to have... Now, it might be that your mother and father tell you that you're supposed to have cereal or eggs or something good, pancakes, whatever, before you have your ice cream. But the only reason you have ice cream at night and not in the morning is because somebody told you that that's where you're supposed to have it. Why can't you have ice cream in the morning? Why can't you
makes
have
more sense. All
a
that
bowl?
Sugar in the morning,
right?
Energy for the day instead of loading it up for the night.
Sugar in the morning, right? You won't be able to sleep if you have ice cream at night.
Yeah. Sugar
the blaze
in the
on
morning.
Your stomach. Mm-hmm. Sugar in the evening. Sugar at supper time. So have my little sugar and be sweet all the time.
Dun dun dun.
So I'm telling you right now, Richie, I'm setting the course. I'm setting the stage. I'm setting everybody's mind into living mode. Okay. Winning.
Winning.
Living.
Winning.
You believe that life is worth living.
Winning.
You will win if you create the things around you that you like. So, banana cream, ice cream for breakfast.
You know, life's too short with you.
Winning.
Charlie Sheen would do it.
You want ice cream for breakfast? Have ice cream for breakfast. You have my permission. How's that? Big deal.
I'm sorry. Winning. Starting to get the concept now?
Yeah, I got the concept. 800-510-8255. Okay. Next up on the bill of fare here, examining the four major coins that we have in America. Four coins. The quarter, the nickel, the dime, the penny. Maybe if I do it in order, quarter, dime, nickel, penny. So if you look at the, at all four of these pennies, there's something that happens when you look at them that's different with the penny than with the other items. So what do you think it is? 800-510-8255. Let's see here. I'm looking at some very interesting folks. Let's talk to Dave in Punta Gorda, Florida. Dave, what's the difference between the quarter, the dime, the nickel, and the penny?
Well, without looking at them, thinking that the penny, nickel, and dime have the smooth rim.
The penny, the nickel, and the dime have the smooth rim.
Yeah.
Smooth edge.
Yeah. I do not believe that is correct.
The dime does not have the smooth edge.
Look how Rich got his coins out.
No, really. I don't. It's when the quarter and the dime that have the ridged edge.
All right. Thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate it.
That was good.
Susie's up in Alaska. What do you think the story is, Susie?
Where it was minted.
Where it was minted.
Yes, where the nickel doesn't show it.
Is that true? Anybody got a nickel? I don't have a nickel. I'm just looking at it. Or maybe I do. No, I have no change whatsoever.
I don't know where they're minted.
Yeah, that's that may be. I can't tell you factually whether you're right or wrong in that regard, Susie. But I will tell you that's not. That isn't really what I have.
That's not what you're looking for.
No, there's something more dramatic.
I know. I think
all right, give her a prize.
Give her like
Come
a parting
on.
Gift
right.
of some kind.
Okay. Let's see if I can find out.
800-510-8255. Daryl is in Arizona. Hi, Daryl. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
Morning. What do you think the difference is between the quarter, the dime, the nickel, and the penny?
The quarter, the nickel, and the dime all have the heads turned the same way, and the penny's head is turned the opposite way.
Ooh.
All right, which way do the heads turn on the quarter, the dime, and the nickel?
I believe all of them turn to the left. And
do you not have these? Do you not have them in front of you? This is from memory you're figuring this out?
We learned that. There used to be a saying when I was in school a long time ago about that.
There used to be a saying. And what was the saying?
In school.
What
they
the saying?
Used to say that the reason why those coins are turned that way is because when Lincoln was the one that freed the slaves, and they turned their backs on him.
Hmm.
They turned his head the opposite way.
Really? That's interesting. I guess if somebody sneaks up on you and shoots you in the head, you'd never really get over that either. All right, hold on just a second. Alan is in Appomattox, Virginia, listening probably to the Big Talker. I'm not sure. Is he close enough to Appomattox? Is Appomattox close enough to Washington to be listening to the Big Talker? What station are you listening to, Alan?
No.
No.
No, all he'd be more down in WLNI.
Oh, okay. I got it. Got it. All right. So, Alan, what is it that are you in agreement with the aforementioned Daryl's explanation?
Yes, sir, I am. And also that the penny is also made out of copper.
Yeah, that is a distinction. Right. There is some copper, I think, in the dime now, isn't there? And maybe a little in the quarter?
I thought there was. I don't know about the quarter. You want to know something interesting, though?
No, Rich, tell us something interesting.
I'm on the Wiki American Coins of the United States.
We should call him Rich Wiki McFadden.
Yeah. You know what other coins are turned?
No, Rich. Tell us. No.
Susan B. Anthony. Yeah,
and
buddy.
What's the Sacagawea thing?
Sacagawea, Sacatumi.
Yeah.
I saw him in Oregon once, Sacagawea.
You did?
Okay, all right. This is getting silly. Alan.
But it's interesting what he said about slavery thing.
Daryl, you hold on too.
The two coins with the women on it are turned the same way too. You wonder why.
Well, you do?
I do.
Right.
Absolutely, I do.
Rebecca, did you think about it that way? Did you hear what Richie just said?
No, I'm sorry, I zoned out.
You zoned out.
That happens.
That's what I like too.
Somebody paying close attention to what we're doing here. All right, so Richie, repeat for Rebecca and everybody else who had zoned out.
Was it Bill that had said the reason that they turned Lincoln the other way is because it was payback for him freeing the slaves? So they turned.
That's what I heard too.
Okay, so then you look at the other coins, and the other coins where the figure on the coin is turned that way is the Susan B. Anthony. And the, what is that coin? Is it the Sacagawea coin? What is it, the one with the Indian princess on it?
Sacagawea.
Yeah, it is, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those are the only other two coins where the figures point the same way as Lincoln.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right, so Rebecca, what's going on with you? What's happening in Vero Beach today?
Nothing much. No, I'm getting ready for work.
Yeah, what do you do for work?
I'm a housekeeper at a hotel.
All right, which hotel?
It's called the Surf Club.
I want to do a TV show about you. This is one of my ideas. Do you have, like, a lot of weird stuff that happens?
At our hotel?
Do you have weird things that happen to you in your job as a housekeeper in the hotel?
So far, I've only been there a couple of weeks, so far, no.
No.
All right,
no,
if you do, will you call us back?
Yeah.
Sure.
I want you to kind of see if anybody famous comes in there, and then you can spy on them and call us back. All right?
Do you know who Brett Palmer is?
Brett Palmer. Yeah, why do I know that name, though? Jennifer, why do I know Brett Palmer's name? What do we know about him, Rebecca?
He's a local radio show, a radio talk host. I think I saw him there the other day.
Really? Did he have his mistress with him?
By the hour?
And start a rumor. Yeah. All right, Rebecca, hold on just a second. Thank you. All right. Richie, Michael will take care of everybody.
Absolutely.
800-510-8255. Now, there are things that are going on in the world that, as I've many times said, not necessarily the fodder. Everybody today is going to be talking about the president and his speech last night. Okay, he said really nothing. You knew what he was going to say. What I want to find out is what happened to Watson. Who knows who Watson is and what happened to Watson? 800-510-8255. Good day time is 16 and a half for the hour.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Which aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up, Folgers in your car.
What's hiding in the back of America's underwear drawers? A recent Haynes survey revealed there's a lot of denial, anxiety, and forgotten undergarments. That's why Haynes declared March National Clean Out Your Drawers Month to empower people everywhere to organize, donate, and replenish. According to spokesperson and star of Bravo's Bethany Ever After, Bethany Frankel.
We only wear 70% of what we have in our closet. So you know what? Find the other 30% and donate it to Goodwill. Clean out your drawers. If I don't wear it, if I haven't worn it in a while and keep trying to make excuses, then I get rid of it. Make your life more easy. Make it more clutter-free. And honestly, there is an emotional effect. You just feel better.
To learn more about why it's important to clean out your drawers, visit Facebook.com/Haynes and click on the Clean tab.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all natural high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And at an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the Incredible Edible Egg.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Which turn?
Okay, now go. John has something to add before we work our way away from the coins. The nickel and dime. What do you own a coin up laundry? Some John. What's the scoop?
No. Sometimes I want to buy a paper on the road, and I go to the machine.
Say that again. You want to what?
To buy a paper.
Yeah. Oh. Paper thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And you can use a quarter, a nickel, and a dime to put in the machine, but you can't use a penny.
Really? That's got a point. Yeah.
Yeah, no penny.
Yeah, they right, won't take
right.
the pennies.
Yeah, all right, so that's a point. All right, John, thank you. Hadn't thought about that, right?
No.
All right, how many remember who Watson is? Who remembers Watson?
My dear Watson.
You know who Watson is?
Like Sherlock yeah. Holmes is Watson?
Right. No.
Oh.
How quickly
really.
We forget. The Jeopardy-winning computer.
Oh, the computer.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Did you hear about Representative Rush Holt of New Jersey?
No.
No.
Who is a real-life rocket scientist? Congressman Holt is a rocket scientist who ran for Congress. He decided after all the hoopla about the Jeopardy exhibition that he would have a... He challenged Watson to a duel.
Oh, cool.
A duel. I challenge you to a duel.
And he beat him. They held an event in the Washington Hotel, and he beat this computer. He says it's important that Americans realize how important math and science is, and that's why he did this, to underscore. This guy is from Princeton, New Jersey. He asked for categories like presidential rhyme time, in which the correct response to Herbert Hoover's military strategy was Hoover's maneuvers. and the Jeopardy the computer Watson couldn't figure it out. It was if you twisted the language around.
Right.
This guy figured it out. He couldn't. That Watson for however they programmed it.
They didn't do this like Jeopardy in the form of a question.
No. Because
see that I would think would give the computer an advantage when all he has to do is search an answer and go what
right.
is
it filters yeah. through.
Right.
But it was actually in, they were trying to call attention to the need for more science and math in our schools. And, hello, Congressman, one of the things you can do is make sure that those things, that everybody knows what happened with you and your encounter with Watson. And, yes, how hard it is for
That's
us to
neat.
Get those good things in school.
Very cool.
Yeah. And this is the, also, the Watson computer has been hired by the air traffic control people.
Because it doesn't go to sleep?
Well, I hadn't thought about that. But yeah, right. But there are a lot of people in the airlines who say that the reservation system, the whole computer system, whether it be the travel and reservation system or the air traffic control system, is beat. It's done. It's cooked.
Yeah.
So now the government wants to try to bring Watson in to make these operations more efficient and to aid passengers, especially when it comes to booking travel. Apparently the way, again, this thing is set up, it's perfect for that sort of thing, not perfect for how it did in the challenge from the congressman, but good because of, and you wonder about these sorts of things, don't you? What is there about it? How does it get programmed? How do the wires get put together? How does the thought process happen that makes it good at one thing and not good at another? Is it the same as, like, for example, I'm no good in math. I understand numbers, but I don't get geometry, and I don't get trigonometry. I never got any of that stuff. But I got
and
a good mind.
How often do you use it, though?
Yeah.
You get math as it applies to what you do from day to day.
Exactly. I can balance my checking account. Right. It's easy when it's zero. 51 after the hour.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol.
Yeah.
Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This segment brought to you by CPR.
No.
Save a life
by Laura's Lemon Bar.
By the Heimlich maneuver.
Yeah, just having a Laura Lemon Bar.
Yeah, you were just choking on
go
a
down
Laura
the right
bar.
Way.
I did.
You may need to make that 4-minute drive and start
home,
Jennifer.
Save your life, I'm on
hour.
My way.
If I had a problem, I would want Jennifer to come over and give me mouth to mouth.
I'll do the Baywatch jog in, you know, where I go in slow motion to come and save you.
I actually spent some time last night watching Nurse, is it?
Jackie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I not ever saw, say that again, Doug, in the correct English. I'd not ever seen that before.
Hmm.
It's a pretty complicated and interesting show.
Yes, it
actually.
Is.
Yeah, very interesting. All right, 54 past the hour. That's not where we are right now, though. This is Technology Today, and here we're interested in a lot of different things. We're just talking about Watson, the technological marvel that is that computer, and how IBM has managed. That's one of the good things about IBM. They've stayed on the forefront pretty much through their entire existence, one computer to another to another. And we tend to think about Apple as a computer maker. I'm not sure that I think they're more of a marketing company than they are actually. They come up with the ideas. They don't make the computer. They have somebody make them for them. Mm-hmm. They come up with the ideas. Here's how to make them. Somebody makes them, and then they distribute them. IBM makes computers. That's what their job is. So it's a different type of technology focus. All right, speaking of that, time to get rid of some of your gadgets around your house. Are you thinking about getting rid of some of your gadgets? Not
actually,
he loves his gadgets.
Oh, no, but I have some old phones and an old PDA.
Okay, some of the old stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see how we do that. Alex Goldfang, the technology tailor, will tell you which ones to toss. Up next here on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the Internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog, who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
The New York Times recently ran through a list of technologies that consumers can replace and those that they should keep. Here's my take on their take. The Times said you can lose your desktop computer. I agree. You need a laptop, which is incredibly affordable these days. If not a laptop, then an iPad. The paper also said you can consider losing your cable connection. Here, I think I disagree. There are still plenty of excellent shows running on cable that are not available on Hulu or Netflix. Also, some of your local sports isn't on the free broadcast stations. They also say you should lose your point-and-shoot camera and camcorder. Agree on the camera. You can use your phone's camera or a nice digital SLR. Disagree on the camcorder. An HD camcorder creates video that a smartphone cannot match, and those SLRs that shoot HD video are also no match. What about an MP3 player? The paper says lose it. I agree. Your phone probably has a nice MP3 player built in. I'm Alex Goldfein.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See tons of use.
Now, speaking of devices, we were talking about this last week and the week before. And each time I deal with this or see something different, I find myself, I'm in awe of the technology, but I'm aghast at how it would be used. The idea of using more or less the leg band. You know how people who are supposed to be in house arrest have this leg band in the application,
right.
Or people, that kind of stuff. So now they want to use this same technology for truants, for children that don't go to school.
That's interesting.
And so 14, 15, 16-year-olds have to five times a day. This is being used. Remember when I talked about this a week or so ago, and I just now have fallen into some
this.
Other. You don't remember this?
Uh-uh.
All right. In Orange County out here, the ACLU of Southern California have come to the aid of the people who don't want to have this device used because they say the program is like putting somebody on probation.
Yeah.
And the only problem with them is that they're truant. Either they're late for school every day or they don't show up for school. And it is a problem.
That is, but still.
And it better be. But this is it's a GPS machine you attach to yourself.
Right.
And the school has a number attached to you and to the device, and they can put into the computer anytime. If you're not in school, they can find out exactly where you are because you got this GPS thing attached to your ankle.
That's
if you're a truant. I don't think this sounds...
You should be going to school, but I can't go there.
No, me either. I can go to the news, though, Richie. That's coming up next.